Okay, listen. We begin in Parshas Kisavo, the mitzvah of Bikurim. Yokisavo la'aretz asher Hashem Elokecha nosei lecha nachala v'yirishta v'yashavta bo. When you go into Eretz Yisrael, v'kachta me'reishis kol pri ha'adama asher tavi me'artzecha Hashem Elokecha nosei lech v'samta batena v'lachta l'mokam asher yivcha Hashem Elokecha l'shaken shmo shom. So you go into Eretz Yisrael, and as the first fruits ripen, you set them aside to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. And then it says, on page 2, Pasuk Hey, V'anisa v'amarta lefnei Hashem lokecha arami oved ovi. And then, in other words, in Bikurim, there's not enough to take the Bikurim and mafrish the Bikurim. But part of the Bikurim also is a mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. That you have to recite these psukim in Kisavo aloud. These psukim are telling the Jewish history of Arami Oved Ovi, Vayed Mitzrayim, Vayagar Sham, Bem Seimat, Visham Lugoy Godol Atzum Barov. So it's very interesting that this mitzvah has a special component to it. Besides giving the Bikurim, there is the concept of Mikra Bikurim, to state these psukim aloud. So Anisa v'Amarta. So the question is, what is that notion? Well, why is it enough to just bring the Bikurim? What do you need these psukim? And in fact, these psukim are the psukim that we recite at the Seder. Right? The psukim of Aravi, Ovi, Ravi, Vayerid Mitzvah, Vagar Sham, these psukim we darshan at the Seder. Which is also a question that's asked. What does the psukim of Bikurim have to do with the Seder night? Then, so again, we want to understand why is there Mikra Bikurim, why they said at the Seder night. And then, it's interesting, on page 4, the Torah says, Hayom hazeh Hashem lokech mitzchav chalasos esachuki ma'ele v'mishotim v'shvata v'sisa so b'chol v'avchol v'chol v'avshecha. So, Rashi writes, v'shamarta v'sisa Baskol Mivarchoso Heveza Bikurim Hayom Tishne Lishana Haba. So the Baskol says that if you brought Bikurim this year, you should be Zoche to bring it next year. So it's a funny thing that why Dafka by this mitzvah Bikurim that the Baskol comes out, like when a person sits in the sukkah. So the Baskol doesn't come out, well, you sat in the sukkah this year, you should be zochet to sit in the sukkah next year. By Bikurim, there's a special Baskol that comes out and says that if you brought the Bikurim this year, you should be zochet to bring Bikurim next year. What's that? By Bikurim, this Baskol, basically it's sort of like a bracha for Arichas Yom, to live through the year. So that's another question. So how many questions do we have so far? We want to know what's the idea of Mikra Bikurim. Why do we say it by the Pesach night? What's this Schus of Arichas Yomim, Dafka by Bikurim? And then there's a Medrash. Medrash Tanchuma on page 5. The Medrash quotes the pasuk, "Bo nishtacha ve'nichor nivruchal of Shei Hashem Elokeinu." I'll kriyim chal shtach. Yeah. Now, bottom line: Sofa Moshe Baruch Hakodesh, V'rasha beis hamikdash osid lechoriv. Moshe saw Baruch HaKodesh that the beis hamikdash is going to be destroyed. V'abikurim asidim liposek, and the bikurim are going to stop. So what did he do? Amad hiskin Yisrael shirim mispalim shalosh pa'amim b'chol yom. And Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, and there's going to be a time that there's not going to be Bikurim. So his foresight to see that said, you know what? I'm going to establish that we should daven three times a day. So it's mashma, we're davening three times a day in lieu of being able to bring Bikurim. What does one thing have to do with the other? Okay. So these are the questions. Now let's get to the answer. So let's turn to Parsha Shlach, the Parsha of the Meraglim. The Torah says, Vayavoa Nachal Eshkol. Now let me ask, before we get to this Parsha, keep in mind that the mitzvah of Bikurim is what? Is on all the Zayin Minim. Chita, Sora, Geffen, Teina, Rimon, all these Zayin Minim is the Chiv of Bikurim. Keep that in the back of your mind before we proceed. Take a look for a second before we look in Shlach, in the mitzvah of, in the Mishnah in Bikurim, on page 10. Ketzad mafrishim abikurim. What's the procedure of being mafrish bikurim? Yorid adam betoch sadehu, a person stands in his field, v'roa te'ena shebichra, and he sees a fig that's getting ripe, eshkol shebiker, he sees a grape that's getting ripe, rimon shebiker, a pomegranate that's getting ripe, Kosho begemi. So he takes a string and he ties it on that particular fruit, so he'll know that he can bring bikurim from that fruit. V'omer hare elu bikurim. So the question that's asked is the following. Why, when the Mishnah was mentioning the procedure, it shows these three things: Eshkol, Rimon, and Te'ena. I mean, the din of Bikurim is in all the Zayin Minim. Why were these three things singled out? The Rimon, the Te'ena, and the Eshkol. So there's a famous idea from the Ari HaKadosh, which Rav Menachem Zemba had a Hosafa. The Ari HaKadosh said that the mitzvah of Bikurim is a kapara and a takana for the Chet HaMeraglim. And as we'll see, because the Chet HaMeraglim, what was the idea? It was basically downplaying Eretz Yisrael. In fact, the pasuk in Tehillim, the famous pasuk in Tehillim on page 19, Kuvav Chavdalad, Vayimasu be'eretz chemdo lohaminu ledvaro, which is the Chet HaMeraglim. Vayimasu be'eretz chemdo. That Klal Yisrael despised the chosen land. So the Ari HaKadosh said that Bikurim is showing how much we love Eretz Yisrael and we love the fruit of the land, that with making such a big celebration, as the Mishnah says in Bikurim, that they used to bring the Bikurim to Yerushalayim, and everyone would come out to greet the people to bring the Bikurim, and everyone would stand up in front of them, and it would be a whole big to-do to show the beauty of the Chibas Haaretz, which says the Ari HaKadosh, and explained in the Sefer Kriyas Chaim. That is what? The opposite of what the Meraglim did. Meraglim is Vayimasu Be'eretz Chemda. They showed something negative towards the Eretz Chemda, towards Eretz Yisrael. So, the Bikurim is what? Is the Kapar, is the Takana, is the rectification of that sin. That's the Ari HaKadosh. So Rav Menachem Zemba said the following. Rav Menachem Zemba was the Gaon Olam who was in Warsaw, who was killed in the Warsaw Ghetto. Says Rav Menachem Zemba the following. Take a look now on page 7. Page 7 is Parsha Shlach, the Chet HaMeraglim. What does the Torah say? Vayavo ad Nachal Eshkol, vayichrusu micham zmora, v'eshkol anovim echad, vayisau b'mod b'shnayim min hamrimonim u'min hateinim. What are the three species that the Meraglim took with them? Was the Eshkol, was the Rimonim, and the Te'enim. So says Rav Menachem Zemba that the Mishnah is hinting to this idea of the Ari HaKadosh, because the Mishnah wants to link the Chet HaMeraglim with the mitzvah of Bikurim, and therefore the three species of the Chet HaMeraglim are the three things that the Mishnah highlights that you bring Bikurim, even though you bring Bikurim from all Zayin Minim. But it highlighted those three things because those are the three that what? Those are the three that the Meraglim used in their ploy of speaking evil against Eretz Yisrael. Take a look on page 12 from the Sefer Chidushei HaGaon Rav Menachem Zemba, Chidushei HaGramaz, which was put together by Rav David Avraham Mandelbaum Shlita, and he says, look, Isa b'shem ha'arizal, the mitzvahs havas ha'bikurim, hitikun l'cheit ha'meraglim. Darei ha'meraglim hotziu dibas ala oretz, u'mitzvahs ha'bikurim didna, mishum chibas ha'oretz. Vosiv al zeh agon Rav Menachem Zemba, yesh remez l'zeh, a remez to the words of the Ari HaKadosh, b'mishnah b'bikurim, ad yom yorei b'toch sadeu, ratayna shebichra, eshkol shebiker, rimon shebiker, Kosher Regemi V'Omer Hare Elu Bikurim. He named his Korm Kana Shlosha Minim and his Korm Gaita Eitz Al Meraglim. Shosom Heim Heviu Me Eretz Yisrael V'Remez Li Koshish V'Keshish Abeinayim. And that's what he points out. In the Pardes Yosef HaChadosh, which is written by this Rabbi Mandelbaum, which is the nephew of the Rabbi Mandelbaum, who is the librarian here in the yeshiva for many years, makes another connection between the Pasuk in Chukas on page 9. Because in Chukas is the Pesukim where Klal Yisrael was complaining. You know, why did you take us out? Of Mitzrayim. Lam Mehe Lisunu B'Mitzrayim Lavi Osanu El Mekom Arazel, Lo Mekom Zera, Uteina VeGefen VeRimon. It's not a place of Teina, Gefen, VeRimon, Umayim Ayin Lishtos. And again, those are the three minim, the Te'ina, the Geffen v'Rimon, that they say, oh, we don't have a Te'ina, Geffen v'Rimon, that was what they were complaining about. So, a takana, not only for the Chet HaMeraglim, but for their complaint, Hashem, by saying that we're lacking the Te'ina, Geffen v'Rimon, is this idea as well. And it's interesting that on pay, and Rav Mandelbaum in the Parties Yosef HaChadosh points out, if you look in the Mishnah Brachos from last year, in Ketz and Mevarchim, on page 13, where it discusses what bracha do you make when you eat from the Shiva Saminim. And again, it only mentions Rimonim, Anovim, Uteinim. Achal te'enim anovim rimonim. So it's a question whether you make al geffen, do you make a full bruka samozon? And the Paradis Yosef HaChadosh points out, why these three? Because again, these were the three things that Klal Yisrael were ingrates about. They were complaining about, well, that was the Chet HaMeraglim. And the opposite of the Chet HaMeraglim and the complaints is to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for these things. And that you could take a look on page 15 here in his Sefer. And in page 16 and 17 from the Sefer Pri Eitz Chaim discusses this idea of the Chet HaMeraglim requiring a takana. And it's interesting, the Dubna Magid, although before we get to the Dubna Magid, so let me explain the following. So I think now we can answer up all our questions. Because we know the famous pasuk in Yeshaya on page 22, Amzu yatzarti li tilosi yisaperu. Now, of course, the pasuk says that Klal Yisrael was created. Why was Klal Yisrael created? Tilosi yisaperu. So they should be able to speak out the praise of God. That's the reason for creation. Amzu yatzarti li tilosi yisaperu. So Mamela like this, Rav Moshe. The mitzvah of Bikurim is a takana for the Chet HaMeraglim. Chet HaMeraglim, they spoke bad, negative, complaining on Eretz Yisrael. So the takana is not only to bring Bikurim, but the Sfarim write, you also have to speak good things. That's why there's a mitzvah also of Mikra Bikurim to counteract the evil speech that they had before. And that's why different Sfarim explain when we do it on the Lel Seder, because the Yisod of the Pesach night is Hakar Satov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take us from Adam Mitzrayim. So this is, and the Bikurim is the ultimate mitzvah of Hakar Satov. So Mamela, that's the Parsha that we use at the Seder night. That's how some explain. And why do you get Arichas Yomim? The Baskol comes out. When I put on tefillin, the Baskol doesn't come out now. You should put a tefillin on tomorrow. When I do another mitzvah, the Baskol doesn't come out. Because the point is, Amzu yatzarta li tilosi yisaperu. That the point of life is to be able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what He gave us. So if you show that you're an individual who praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what He gives you, and you don't take things for granted, then He gives you an extension. So that's why the Baskol comes out. You brought Bikurim this year, bring it again next year. And that's the opposite. And that's why that Chet HaMeraglim is so severe. The lack of Hakaras HaTov is such a severe chisaron that through the generations it has to be ultimately rehashed again and again and again. And in fact, the Dubna Magid has a whole piece here in the Ol Yaakov where I'm not going to get into it now, but he points out, you can read it on your own, that the people from the Chet HaMeraglim, you know, even though there was Slicha, Salachti, but they never get into Eretz Yisrael, and they all died out, right, in the Midbar, right, all those people died out. And he explains, because if you don't appreciate, if you show you don't appreciate Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's why I think Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Chemda, because, and the Sefer Nachlei Devash has this idea, but I want to focus, why is it called Eretz Chemda? Eretz Chemda means the desired land, because an integral part of being Zoche, to be in Eretz Yisrael, is to realize, to have that desire for Eretz Yisrael. And if you show that you don't have that desire, so even though technically Hashem forgave them for the Chet HaMeraglim, but they couldn't go, that generation couldn't go in to Eretz Yisrael, because they didn't believe, they were pogim in the mahus of the Eretz Chemda. So what does this have to do with us now? So let me tell you. It's very simple. We're holding right now a week or so before Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah is the time where man is judged, our fate for the new year is being decided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a big factor that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in renewing our bracha that we had the past year, and hopefully new brachas and more things, is he's going to see how much did we really appreciate what he did for us. Do we really appreciate it? Are we taking it for granted? Are we fulfilling the pasuk in Yeshaya? Am zu yatzarti liti nasi yisaperu? That's what he's going to look at. And that's why one of the Sfarim points out that Medrash Tanchuma, when there was no Bikurim, Tefillah substitutes, because Tefillah shows HaKadosh HaTov, that we're being Makir Tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're thanking him, we're praying towards him. So if we can't bring the Bikurim, at least we can daven. But we have to keep in mind, as we're ending the year, all the good brachas that we have in our lives, the health, the family, the friends, the learning, all the good things that we have, we can't just assume that it continues automatically, as one of the Sfarim writes, but rather we have to have Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for them. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, the Baskol will come out, it says, you have all these good things the past year, next year you'll have them again, plus more. But if Chas V'Sholom, somebody's lacking, like the Chet HaMeraglim, so then they don't go into Eretz Yisrael. They're not Zoche. Even though they got, technically, they got forgiven, but they still can't go into Eretz Yisrael. They can't get the brachas. So a tnai, a condition in our receiving brachas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to live a life of Mikra Bikurim. That we're recognizing that everything we get is not our own, our own Kochi Ve'otzim Yadi, but it's Matnas Hashem. And that gives us Anova, and it gives us the appreciation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. So that we should, it gives us appreciation towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Kisavo, Parsha Bikurim, before Rosh Hashanah, before the time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decide, does he want to renew? As the Sefer Shaila Torah points out, not everything a person has is automatic for the next year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides, does he want to renew it, or does he not want to renew it? And one yesod is, what is our attitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are we part of that idea of Amzu Yatzarta Liti Losi Yisaperu, or we say, ah, it's all me, I achieved it, I did it, and nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what we should, when we read Parshas Kisavo, we should think about that. And Be'ezus Hashem, We should all get the brachas of what? Baskol bevarchoso hevesa bikurim hayom tishner lashon haba. You got all these brachas this year. Bez Hashem, tishner lashon haba. What's that?